First do ye, the magicians, cast down those tricks into the middle. This amount of respect purchased their religion, so that it cut off the hands and feet of their contention. When the magicians acknowledged his right, they sacrificed their hands and feet for the sin of that.
Okay, what was that all about? He didn't narrate this story carefully. He didn't use the story. He will come to the story later. We'll realize that. Who are these two guys? Who are the others? But he talked in general about what happened over there.
What?
You wanted to tell us something? Did you get something from here?
Doesn't the rod represent the ego?
Pardon me?
Doesn't the rod represent the ego?
Yes. But why this story? This part of a story is made up for what? It comes to a very silly question over there, which is a little bit funny. Okay, this is the showtime. Moses is here and the magicians are standing by, right? And they go, okay, please, you first, you tell me, what will happen if Moses goes first? Oh, it doesn't work. This story doesn't work. They have to do their magic first. Then Moses will do that. This priority is a necessity over there in this story, right? Then, okay, he will do this. The others, they do the trick. You know what the trick is. Let's say it again. Sorry to bore you. The word apple, intelligence, in Arab language means tie. Tying a rope. As they have iqal, means they tied up. That rope they put over here, you remember that? I've seen it a lot. The function of this rope is not keeping the scarf on the head. The function of the rope is the brake for the camel, to tie the knee of the camel, to park it. If not, the camel will go. And camel doesn't go a couple of steps and get tired and wait. He may go for 10 days, just like that. So you tie his knees. This is something which will come back later and later. What is intelligence in you? You tie two different contexts together and you arrive to a new idea. That's how intelligence works. You have little pieces of information and you knot them together. You wave some fabric of your mind like that, right? Let's not forget that. Because if you forget that, our story will not be expressed correctly. The story is this. Moses will come and say, I am coming from God, and I have all the powers. Pharaoh will say, you? Power is here. You got it. Show him the power. They will take this rope, Iqal, and they make a serpent out of this. You remember serpent, Satan, knowledge, that knowledgeable one. That's a serpent. They make serpent. This is the same serpent that we know in the story of Adam and Eve. Transformation of Satan to trick the human being, right? So the magician will do the same trick here. And Moses will let go of the ego. And the ego will become that dragon that will eat them all. This is the only dragon in all stories I've ever heard, that the hero will be a hero without killing the dragon. By grabbing the neck of that dragon will control it, Moses, right? This is what's happening over there. Rumi is talking about that. You say, okay, let's go over there. Your Moses should do this, should do that, but listen, the game starts with those guys. Your life started with your animal life, with your logical explanation. The education, primary education, elementary, all that stuff, this comes first. The other one comes second. And they are not the same. That magic stuff could be learned and is being done permanently over there. This stuff is that surprise, God calling Moses, talking to Moses. And all that stuff, even after all that, when he let go of this stick and the dragon will eat everything, Moses cannot grab it. He is full of fear. When we talked about it before this, when we said that fear is good because they can tell you then, do not be afraid. Because if you're not afraid, they will not tell you that. Remember in the story of the messenger and the master, he talks about this. Here, he will go back to that and say, this is how it is. There is a priority. First, when I say the hand of Satan is in you, I don't mean you're Satan or you're satanic or you're bad. I mean, you start with logic. Then you go beyond the logic. You do not ruin the logic. You will not disapprove the logic. You will understand beyond it. So the second one comes later, and these are not two comparable state of being. Here there are these magicians. A couple of them will appreciate Moses. What will happen to them? They lose their hand and feet. The other, they don't appreciate Moses. What happened to them? Nothing. We don't know. We don't care. So what? Let them be paid by Pharaoh. Let them be there, because this is a matter of choice here. Because knowledge to us is not something to grab. It's something to eat and...
To the perfect man, mouthful and saying is lawful. Thou art not perfect. Do not eat. Be mute.
What did mute have to do with this? Remember last paragraph, he was talking about talking. Talking inside thinking, right? Here he will say, hey, I know talking is the food. Right? Whatever is food for thought. But do not do it. Be mute. Keep quiet. As long as you are not perfect. When you're perfect, you could eat everything. Means, before becoming perfect, there are subjects that you cannot think about. Because thinking about, your thought is going around just like that. It could lead anywhere. You're not here to invent something. Logically, yes, you could let your brain go here and there when you're an inventor. Here, you're... how do you call it? You are a learner. You are someone who wants to receive the secret. Although, it's not a secret. As Rumi said, they say, what kind of secret is this? We are going around and shouting about it day and night. But still, we got it secret. That's the secret of love. Yes?
There's a lot of punctuation in this in these two verses. Do you agree with it? Is the punctuation he's put in giving the correct sense?
Some yes, some no. Doesn't matter that much. One is, which is important, it's coming, is about that be silent.
Yeah.
That be silent is that way because it's Arabic and its origin is a very strong stuff. Let's talk about it, you will hear it. Next verse, talk about something. Insatu. Insatu is an Arabic word, it means keep quiet. But we know the story of it, there is a big story behind it. The story goes like this, that Muhammad will come to an assembly and the people are drunk and somebody is reading Quran and the others are drunk and making noise and lot of stuff like that. That's when the order comes that thou shalt not drink, and the drinking will go back that way. And there is something said over there God will say, when they are reading the Quran, keep quiet.